Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. I'm absolutely stoked to be back. It's another Friday. Everybody out there, how you doing? As for me, I can't complain. I'm good, like, good. And I certainly hope that you are too. Be that as it may, where are we taking the album review to this week? Looks like it's gonna be Zed or Zambia, if you must.
The latest African album review is album review.
First thoughts.
Pompey and Mag 44 are two Zambian musicians that have an extensive CV of great music spanning well over a decade between them. Pompey, whose real name is Chakanyatando, started out largely as a hip-hop and R&B soul fusion act until he really cemented himself as a gospel artist. He has maintained an outstanding presence as one of Zambia's best musicians over the years since. Mag 44, known as Magnus Mando, on the other hand, is a celebrated producer, singer, and rapper. He definitely boasts an extensive CV, but when we look at musically, his love is definitely hip-hop and ministering the gospel. A love for music and the gospel is how these two artists' worlds collided. Today, I'll be reviewing the joint album by Pompey and Mag 44 titled Bwana, which loosely means boss or master to show respect. Bwana was released under Atmosphere Nation. It's 11 tracks, a 42-minute runtime, 9 features including Seya, Lulu Hangala, Abel Chungu Musuka, Super Rhyma, Nasana, Brian Windsor, Esther Chungu, Sam Chitundu, and Chef 187, whose album I reviewed in October 2019.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Nothing quite like a mid-high tempo tune to kickstart an album, right? That is what you get on Bwana with the song Joy. The message is simple. Despite what you're going through, because we all go through something, joy does come in the morning. All it is a test, and what you are longing for shall manifest. I felt that, and more so because it says a lot about my own life right now. But sometimes how you choose to see certain situations is a choice. Mag 44 and Pompey say that Jesus is the answer, and Abel Chungu Musuka supports that message with a fantastic performance on this song. One of the lead singles that I heard before the release of the album is Nyimbo. It takes a very interesting sound which mimics the wider pom-pom Afrobeats kind of sound. And of course, my two dudes, they came through, bruh. They came through. Pompey comes through with some dope punchlines, like when he says, "Never settle for a fool to class me. I'm a student for life, so I'm forever classy." And musically, you know the Don is jazzy. Bruh. I was like, punchlines galore. Yeah, Pompey killed it. As if that wasn't enough, Mag 44 comes through with a whole new level to his raps as well. When he says, "Your complex is my simple, Your context is quite feeble. My natural is supernatural. Bruh. Bruh. I just love that song. I think they just, the two guys just did the thing. Like, yeah, they made it work. And of course, that's when I knew that these guys had a mission, and this album is definitely part of how they accomplish it.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.
Visit RedSAU.com to buy gorgeous African Ankara and Kente accessories. RedSAU.com.
What I do love about it is, besides the fact that it's gospel, there's so much cool to it just in their delivery and things they do talk about. They're not just talking about, you know, come to God and be holy, but they really try to storytell in a way that captivates even the younger audience. Track 3, which is titled Eagles, starts with what sounds like football commentary mentioning their national team, Chipolopolo, which is a nickname they got from a copper-colored football strip. Interesting. I found that pretty cool. Add to the Roomba sound that dominates it, this song could find itself as a big church and wedding hit to get everybody on the dance floor and just loosen up kind of thing. Yeah. And that's pretty dope, especially from a gospel perspective. I've come across a few artists that have done that in Zim music, and it's worked well. Ntanganana samples Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. Now, that's not even half of it, right? The song talks about how many of us do bad or questionable things under the cover of darkness because we feel that no one is watching. But guess what? God is. So in essence, this equates us to smooth criminals in our sin. Another Michael Jackson tie-in. Boom. Man, that is so dope. I like that. The beat is straight up hip-hop with a distinct Zed trap kind of spin. Shout out to Super Rhymer, who carries the chorus on here with absolute class. He gives you that youthful sort of sound, and this song will knock on the doors of a few youngsters out there to spread a great message. African Blues was one of my favorite songs on Bwana, and it was one of the most complete songs on this body of work. There was everything going for it. Interesting instrumentation such as a harmonica, two collabos, Afrocentric drums, stunning background vocals, a bit of rap in there, solid piano keys, a message denouncing things that make us lose ourselves, beautiful verses, and a majestic chorus. What more would you want? Tell me, what more? Other songs that tickled my fancy on Bwana are the smoothly melodious Kontolola and the fast-paced Tiger featuring Chef 187. Tiger is a banger of sorts, which I would say is going to be a problem for the festive season. It adopts a world pop sound with that sort of Latin pop spin, and it just goes in. But hey, I could go through every song on this album, come up with largely similar conclusions because they all go in. I really enjoyed listening to Bwana.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
11 tracks for me was perfect. All the songs came through to give their own story. None sounded quite like the other, but when the album finished, I was like, where's the rest? Where is it? Because I was enjoying myself so much. It was the right length, which allows the audience to enjoy it, but it doesn't exhaust them. And as I've mentioned in previous reviews, that works well for streaming numbers as well. Because if I listen to the album once and I don't get my feel, guess what I'm gonna do? Listen to it twice or three times. A very special mention to all the featured artists on the Buana project. Of all the albums I listened to for 2019, in terms of collab relevance and fit, Buana is definitely the best. The collabos did not upstage Pompey and Mag 44, but they complemented them brilliantly. Keep it up, guys. Pompey and Mag 44 themselves are very complementary in styles. Pompey is an excellent vocalist and a lethally sharp MC who is adept at that whole multilingualism, but very, very, very good at expressing himself in English as well. Mag 44 comes through with a producer rap sheet that would make so many people envious, and just great production prowess with a smooth rap style also rooted in multilingualism. In that sense, he shines the most when he mixes English and the local languages, the Bemba, Nyanja, and they bring great versatility and a musical sound that finds a home in outright gospel music that is not hard to understand or love. If anything, I'm convinced that another joint album from Mag 44 and Pompey is a must. Maybe not next year, but the year after, I'm ready. There were some brilliantly executed high points on Wana's mixing and the mastering as well. Every song had something special about it, and in the wider context, making a largely electronic album sound this good and balanced is quite an art, especially where there's a wide array of genres blended, such as hip-hop, pop, dancehall, and gospel, to become one distinct mix. I think it also traces its roots back to, if you've listened to Mag 44's two previous albums, I think they were released like 2013 and 2015, he tries to have that vividness and great sound design, which is not only rooted in just the instrumentation for the music, but other sounds that he takes to just elevate the entire outcome. On the other hand, Pompey is phenomenally talented at bringing just the quality of music to the forefront. And he does that so well by selecting great instruments as well as executing backing vocals and what fits quite well. And of course, there's so much to praise on Buana because of it.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, the entire album is in contention for the best song. I could get used to saying this, but I have no clear favorite on Buana. This is simply because Mag 44 and Pompey outdid themselves on the project. It's easy to listen to from start to finish without skipping a track. I listened to it 3 times in one sitting, so that should tell you how much I enjoyed it. I'm not even into gospel music like that, admittedly, but I appreciate good music with an excellent message regardless, so it really appealed to me. Other than that, I really do believe there is a serious Christian revolution manifesting in Zambia. They have so many amazing gospel musicians, and that just does not come from nowhere. I think there's great work happening in Zambia that maybe we don't readily see on the Christian front. And part of why I say so is because they have such a varied sound or wide array of sounds, and they don't conform to the typical gospel sound that is recommended, you know. It just comes in all shapes, form, and sizes. Otherwise, this makes their gospel music very palatable across different age groups, and the message goes far and wide because of it. I do highly recommend Buana to anybody out there. The album is a true work of art that intrigues the human core within you. It positions itself as a call to a better life and a spreading of a message of positivity. Listen to this album, my friends. Listen to this album. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace, Dende.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.